Economic fallout in Europe after the head of the IMF gets arrested.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, is expected to be arraigned in New York this morning. He was arrested over the weekend and charged with sexually assaulting a maid at a Manhattan hotel. Strauss-Kahn has been a key player in bailout negotiations for countries like Greece and Portugal. For more on this story, let's bring in Simon Johnson. He's the IMF's former chief economist, and he's with us live from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about the impact that this could have on the bailouts that are currently being negotiated in Europe.
I don't think it'll have a big effect in the short term. The key issues there are really between the Europeans and within the Eurozone. They have to decide how generous they want to be to Greece and to Portugal and what they're looking for in return in terms of policies.
So not a big impact right away?
I don't think so. I think the IMF is going to make sure there's plenty of continuity, and the key issues are really European issues.
The head of the IMF has traditionally been a European, and it looks like that tradition may now be in question.
There is certainly going to be a more interesting and more open race for that job than we previously thought. The French finance minister, Christine Lagarde, is being mentioned as a potential successor, but there are a number of very strong candidates from emerging markets, including from Turkey, South Africa, Singapore, Mexico. And I think it's going to be, hopefully, quite a transparent and open process.
And for an American audience listening to this and saying, head of the IMF, European debt crisis, what does this have to do with me? Does this have any effect at all on the U.S. economy?
Not, I think, in the short term. Obviously, if the situation becomes more uncertain, if it's mishandled in some way, that could affect volatility in markets. But honestly, I think it's going to be taken care of in a very cautious and responsible manner.
Simon Johnson, former chief economist with the IMF, joining us live. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, the U.S. government has hit its self-imposed $14.3 trillion debt limit as of today. That's the point at which Congress can't borrow anymore to pay the bills. And now, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, it's up to some creative accounting by the Treasury Secretary to avoid a default.
The Treasury will now shuffle money around in federal accounts and delay pension contributions to keep paying bills. The real default deadline is in early August. In the meantime, Congress and the President are sparring over budget cuts and tax increases to reduce long-term debt while allowing more borrowing short-term, says Jan Randolph at IHS Global Insight.
The idea of lurching from one legislative crisis to another is not a way to manage your budget, anyone's budget, let alone a government's budget. So we are looking for more better movement here on the politics.
Randolph says we've been here before.
By the way, the U.S. has defaulted in its early days to British loans, in fact.
But a U.S. default hasn't occurred in modern economic history. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down right now across Europe and Asia. News this morning that NASDAQ and the Intercontinental Exchange have dropped their bid for the New York Stock Exchange. They had been competing against a German company for the NYSE. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 100 points, finished the week at 12,595.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
New York State's Attorney General is threatening to sue the federal government this week if environmental regulators don't agree to a study of fracking. That's the process used to extract natural gas from rock formations. And the potential lawsuit would be just the latest legal action against fracking. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
The U.S. is awash in natural gas, but the latest drilling technology that's made the glut possible isn't winning any popularity awards. Fracking involves a high-pressure cocktail of water, chemicals, and sand injected into shale rock, deep underground. Gas companies are drilling wells from Pennsylvania to Wyoming, and it doesn't always go smoothly.
There have been explosions of homes. There's a lot of people who can now actually light their water.
Buffalo attorney Richard Lippis says the mad rush to squeeze gas from rock is already turning into a Fair Employment Act for lawyers. Lippis is an old hand at pollution suits. He defended victims of Love Canal back in the day. He's brought a half dozen fracking lawsuits in Pennsylvania and New York.
Water contamination is one of the major problems.
Along with toxic wastewater spills and air pollution, some homeowners are bringing in firepower from the Big Apple. Mark Byrne is a partner with the Manhattan firm that won a Whopper settlement for 9/11 cleanup workers.
We have cases in Colorado, in West Virginia. We are looking at areas such as North Dakota, Wyoming.
Byrne is also suing on behalf of families in Dimmock, Pennsylvania, a fracking contamination case made famous in the Oscar-nominated doc Gasland. He's also weighing the first fracking class action.
Wherever there is shale and there is natural gas trapped underneath, there will be litigation.
But gas companies are fighting back hard. It's not just profit at stake. Fracking could ensure a 100-year supply of U.S. gas. University of Tulsa law professor Hannah Wiseman says even if you don't live near a gas well, you might want to pay attention to these frack fights.
Hydraulic fracturing is important in that it has allowed production of an abundant domestic resource that is typically viewed as cleaner than other fossil fuels.
And all the roads, trucks, and pipelines that go with it may soon be coming to a neighborhood near you. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally to Texas, which has just gotten a taste of a delicious California treat known as In-N-Out Burger. The chain opened its first restaurants east of Arizona last week, and the reaction was pretty amazing. One woman was filmed crying after she tasted her first In-N-Out double cheeseburger known as the Double Double. And the drive-through line in Frisco, Texas at lunchtime last week was 2 miles long. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Oil has brought fortunes to Nigeria. Pollution, though, and violence, too. So, worth it?
But when you look at what oil money could have done to the country, could have changed, that's where you feel almost as if what has been achieved is nothing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, where oil and prosperity don't necessarily go hand in hand. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.